latest episode of In The Mix, the Cemets UK podcast. You might have noticed that we've been on somewhat of an extended hiatus since Christmas. This was due to some changes in the communications team. However, I'm very pleased to announce that Tina Baxter has joined us as the new communications advisor. She's going to be supporting me with the communications for Cemex UK, including UK news, the RSPB partnership communications, and also social media. Do get in touch with her if you have any stories you'd like us to share on UK news. This episode, we've got something a little different for you. You might have noticed in UK news that over the past couple of months, we've been running a campaign in collaboration with the Health and Safety team and Operational Excellence team on near-miss hazard alerts. So for this first podcast of the year, we're focusing on this important subject. Later in this episode, we'll speak to Andy Taylor, who will talk to us about why it's so important to step in if we see anything at any of our sites that could be considered a risk. We'll also speak to Richard Kelly, one of the operations managers for ReadyMix, as he talks to us about his experience with near-miss hazard alerts and gives some real-life examples of incidents that have been spotted on our sites and those of our customers. Before that though, we'll kick off with our usual news update, a quick summary of some of the key stories that have been published from the business over the last month. We have to start off by saying a big congratulations to everybody in the UK Marine team, which has been named as this year's winner of the coveted safety sword, the Cemex UK National Health and Safety Award. This long-standing, prestigious health and safety trophy is awarded annually to the best performing team. The UK Marine team faced some tough competition from across the business, with the UK Asphalt, ReadyMix Yorkshire and Supply Chain Rail and Sea teams also nominated. The award was judged by Robert House, who visited the nominated sites before making his decision. When choosing the winner, Robert commended the industry-leading positive health and safety performance demonstrated by Marine's unique operation. He highlighted the clear line management ownership and leadership for safety, as well as how health and safety is integrated into the day-to-day operational management. Well done to the UK Marine team and all the other finalists. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to keeping each other safe, which is our number one priority. While we're celebrating achievements, we have to also recognise the efforts of the supply chain team, and particularly Hugh Reynolds, as Cemex has once again been awarded the Gold Force Award for its fleet management. The Fleet Operator Recognition Scheme is a voluntary accreditation scheme for fleet operators, which aims to raise the level of quality within fleet operations and to demonstrate which operators are achieving exemplary levels of best practice in safety, efficiency, and environmental protection. Gold accreditation is only awarded to exceptional operators who have met exacting targets, and it's fantastic to see that Cemex is yet again one of these operators. Well done, everyone. Over the last month, the crisis in Ukraine has passed none of us by. It's fantastic to see so many people at Cemex supporting the global fundraising campaign, which was launched earlier this year. So far, there's been support from over 400 colleagues from across the globe, and the fund currently stands at nearly $90,000, including Cemex's contribution. If you'd like to support refugee families affected by the Ukrainian conflict, visit the UK News website and you'll find there a link to the page where you can donate easily online using Benevity. Moving on to customer centricity stories, it's been great to have an update from the DSM team on the next phase of the North Yorkshire Polyhalite Tunnel project. The £3.2 billion project is constructing Woodsmith Mine, south of Whitby in North Yorkshire, to extract polyhalite and a tunnel system to transport it to a materials handling facility and harbour at Teesside. This phase sees one of the final sections of the tunnel being constructed, one of the most complex parts. Cemex has supplied our spray concrete in silo solution to this project in the past, and our versatile solution lends itself to complex, difficult to reach sites. With this final section involving tunnelling under the North Sea, we were called upon once again to innovate. If you're looking for another worthy cause to support this month, why not support Matthew Sumner, a production coordinator at Rugby Cement Plant? He has embarked on a journey to support the Alzheimer's Society and will be participating in the Great Birmingham Half Marathon to raise money for this charity. If you'd like to donate to Matt's Just Giving page, do follow the link via UK News. We know that many of you are supporting various causes, just like Matt. If you'd like us to share information with the rest of the company, do let us know and we can pop it in UK News. Good luck, Matt. As mentioned at the start of this briefing, we've been focusing on near-miss hazard alerts over the last couple of months in our communications. We've been sharing a series of posters and other assets which will help those on our sites understand what a near-miss hazard alert is and how this should be reported. To download these posters, again, visit UK News. If you spot a potential risk while at any of our locations, don't stay silent. Reporting is quick and easy and can be done through any of the following methods: digitally via our Intellect system. You can also fill in physical cards, which are available at all our locations. If you can't spot them, do ask the site manager. Alternatively, if you can't do either of those two options, you can just speak to your supervisor and they can register anything you spot on your behalf. Please do also encourage contractors and visitors to highlight any near misses and hazards they may spot. A fresh pair of eyes is always valuable. Finally, CEMEX UK was very proud to support the Safe Drive Stay Alive event, which took place at Rugby School last month. Safe Drive Stay Alive is a professional stage show that has been running in the UK since 2000. The objective of this road safety initiative is to show young people why, as drivers, they and their passengers are so vulnerable in their early years on the road and what they can do to reduce this vulnerability. Safe Drive Stay Alive is fast-paced, balancing educational content with real-life experiences. It uses testimonies from officers in the emergency services about their real experiences in dealing with the aftermath of serious road crashes. As part of the event, a video featuring Julie Welch, Health and Safety Manager, was shown. In the video, Julie talks about the importance of driving safely, CEMEX's road safety work and her experiences. We are so proud to be able to support this event again. As Chietza Mupfumira, our social impact specialist who attended the event, said, CEMEX is committed to protecting the safety and well-being of vulnerable road users, and we feel very honoured to sponsor the event. It's an impactful and important show that could help to save lives. That's it for the news roundup of this episode. We'll now hear from Andy Taylor, Health and Safety Director, about stepping in, near miss hazard alerts, and why it's so important that we all look out for each other. First of all, Andy, perhaps you could talk us through what is stepping in.
Step in is about us, if we see something that we think is unsafe, if we've got a doubt about whether something is as it should be, it's asking people, encouraging people to have the courage and the conviction to step in. So to go and speak to a colleague and just talk to them about what they're doing. I can understand that people might feel a little bit self-conscious or reluctant to do it. But what I would say is have that courage or that conviction, and you might just be saving that person from being injured. They may not realise that they're at some sort of risk, and hopefully that person will receive your comment in the right way. We've got a very well established health and safety culture, and we've been working at this for a long time, so I'm really just hoping that, you know, if we're challenged, that we'll thank someone for coming up to us. And we talk about our number one safety essential being to look after ourselves and each other. Well, what better way to do it than to sort of save somebody from potentially from injury? Or if someone, say, comes and talks to you, thank them and just, you know, have a conversation about what you're doing.
And where we have had fatal incidents, could stepping in have made a difference?
What I can tell you is from being personally involved in the investigations and in the criminal prosecutions at times, is that out of those fatalities, at least four of them we'd had previous near misses or hazards. Three of them we'd had near misses where we'd had an opportunity to react, but either the near misses weren't reported or perhaps we didn't deal with them fully. So it's just really important that people report near misses, hazards, anything they think that might be unsafe, so that we can take action. So I'd encourage all employees to please take the time. If you see something that's unsafe, please report it. But I'd also say to the line managers, if one of your team comes to you and reports something, we should be welcoming that. That's an opportunity for us to take another look at something and do something to improve. So, and when we've got it, let's do everything we can to prevent something happening again, particularly if it's got high potential. We've got some incidents that have got far greater potential for injury than some of the more minor incidents that actually do result in injuries. So there may be no injury whatsoever, but the potential's there, and it's just important that we acknowledge those, investigate them, and put something in place to stop them happening again. It's okay reporting a near miss, but that's only sort of half of the story. In terms of what I'd really ask everyone to do is, if you see something that's unsafe, don't just report it, but actually take the time and go and step in and talk to someone. If you're apprehensive about it, just have the courage to go and have that conversation.
Finally, why do you think people might not step in?
I think there's the potential that people may think somebody else knows more about it than they do. There's also what reaction will I get if I go and speak to this person, and having the confidence to do it. I just think hopefully our safety culture, we've all been working at this health and safety culture for a number of years, and I just hope we've got to a stage where people appreciate it's a moral responsibility to step in, but also if I'm approached, if anybody challenges me, and believe me, I don't get everything right, you know, there's things that even as a health and safety specialist, I get things wrong. Just welcome the fact that someone's come, and we've, you know, our number one safety essential is to look after ourselves and each other, and that is in effect what it means. You know, you see something, somebody doing something you think might be wrong, go and have a conversation, have that conversation with them.
Thanks, Andy. We're now going to speak to Richard Kelly from our ReadyMix team. Richard, perhaps you could start by introducing yourself and your role at CEMEX.
Hello, my name's Richard Kelly. I'm the operations manager for West Yorkshire in the Yorkshire area, covering ReadyMix. I've been in the industry for nearly 20 years, but been with CEMEX for 5 years now. And I guess, like most operation managers, we have some real challenges.
Thanks, Richard. That's great. So firstly, I know you've got some examples of near miss hazard alerts that you've seen kind of in the operations. Would you be able to share some of these with us?
Yeah, so there's a couple we've had quite recently. One was a subcontractor on a cash sale site. And what had happened is one of the Bradford drivers had gone to site. Actually, the driver that spotted it, which was a really good step in. And he's seen a gentleman and he's wading around in the concrete, wearing his PPE, wearing Wellington boots. The only thing is he was wading up to his thigh in concrete. So there's a serious risk of getting some pretty bad concrete burns, but without his intervention, we were in real trouble. So the gentleman's actually stopped him doing what he's doing at the time. He's asked him to come out of the concrete. He's then gone and seen the contracts manager on site. So he's put in a really good intervention at the time. He's given advice that they should get cleaned up as well. And all this has happened while he's been there on site. So we're very lucky in that way. So our other near miss was in a Huddersfield plant. And this was during the adverse weather. But at Huddersfield in particular, there's a lot of flooding that occurs over the weekend. So the plant manager needs time to pump away the water, treat the ground with grit. But on this occasion, he turned up at the plant, and one of our base drivers are already reversed under the plant, and he was walking around in the bad conditions, putting himself at risk of probably a slips, trips and falls incident. So he was asked to immediately just pull out into a safe area while we could start the procedures for adverse weather, cleaning the ground area with grit, and obviously just keeping the driver safe.
Brilliant, thank you. So they're kind of really great, clear examples for everybody of what type of thing can be a near miss and what to look out for. Why do you think it's important for everybody on our sites to be looking out for these kind of incidents?
I think if we walk on by and let incidents like this happen, we run the risk of, you know, a serious amount of accidents occurring. We've got to look out for each other. I always remember my safety training and the Heinrichs triangle theory. You know, what we don't want is an inverted triangle. So, you know, the more unsafe acts we have, the more near misses we report, the less minor and fatalities we're going to have. If we stop reporting near misses, we're going to run the risk of the inverted triangle, where we've got no near misses, but we've got more fatalities and LTIs. And that's exactly the opposite of what CEMEX want. To me, that's one of the biggest importance. And looking out for each other, we want to promote a good culture within our business, that we care about each other. Walking on by and letting things happen, in my opinion, doesn't promote that. So we have to maintain that and keep looking out for one another.
So the incidents that you mentioned, how did you address these? What action was taken?
So regarding the cash sale and, you know, avoiding the cement burns, are the immediate actions of the driver. So he's informed the individuals on site management. He's emphasised the need to get cleaned up, get changed into fresh PPE. He's issued them with a burns leaflet, which we issue to most of our cash sales or new customers. He's done quite a lot of the actions himself straight away. He's then put a call into me, and then I've liaised with other departments such as distribution and sales, and that works towards this kind of incident not happening again. We've kind of got the customer on high alert, so we know that potential issues on site. We try to follow this process for each job that we do. Yeah, we've learned some valuable lessons that were on the other occasion, on the adverse weather, good plant manager in charge. He's obviously, his immediate action was taking the driver out of the unsafe area, putting him in a place where he was safe. He's managed to pump the water away, do the winter working procedures with pre-gritting. He's then obviously led on to sitting down with the driver, not just that driver, but all the drivers going there, and had good discussions about the winter working procedures to ensure that they understand their role in winter working as well. So, you know, that helps towards avoiding it happening again on site. But it's just that lapse of memory sometimes, you know, the difference between an error and a violation. In this case, it was more of an error.
So if someone reports something that they spot a risk or a hazard, is it then important that they get feedback back afterwards on what they've reported?
Yeah, most definitely. Feedback is the key component in near-miss hazard alert reporting. So through near misses and hazard alerts like this, we're able to have a two-way discussion with the plant managers, ensuring we learn and understand, and we understand the potential outcomes and how they can be stopped. That incident has happened, say, on Bradford and out on a customer site. We've had one that's happened at Huddersfield. But we need to look and reflect the processes in every plant just to make sure that's not happening and that we're up to scratch on them procedures. So, yeah, feedback is the key. We must always give feedback, and it gets that buy-in as well. The worst thing you want is one of your guys putting a near miss in and no one's coming back to him on outcomes. So we want to make sure that we're fully communicating with them on outcomes.
In terms of the feedback, is that something that you do or like the other people in your position do?
I mean, I try to feedback every time they put a near miss in or a hazard alert. You don't want to go to the system and close it down. You want to have that conversation with the person as to what's happening. Sometimes you have to go higher to the safety department because you don't have all the answers. I know I don't have all the answers. And sometimes it could be, you know, something that needs to be rolled out from the safety department or from a national level. You can't fix everything. You know, there's ways around it, and you need advice as well. You know, it's all part of the feedback process, but you can't forget feedback. It's so important.
So it's kind of important that there's the circle and that someone spots something,
yeah,
and they take action and they report it, but then they get the feedback as well afterwards.
Definitely, yeah. It's a one-way street, isn't it? And we don't want that. We want to educate everyone, make sure they've learned lessons. To me, they're like early warning signs, you know, and if you ignore them, you're heading for an accident, and you don't want that, especially with our goal is zero harm.
Brilliant. Oh, thanks so much, Richard. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all.
That's it for this month's In The Mix. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. As always, you can get in touch with us on inthemix@cemex.com or visit our usual communication channels, including UK News, Yammer, and now Spark too. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon.